Blog Talk Radio.
John chapter 9, amen, our topical verse here.
Amen. The Pharisees bring this boy to Jesus, amen, trying to accuse him of sin, amen. But I'm not going to read the whole story of this particular incident, amen. But here's what the boy said in verse 30, the verse before our text. He said, the man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he has opened my eyes. Oh God. Now see, they were thinking that the boy was a sinner. Amen, amen. But God had opened his eyes, and he also had put his word in him, amen, that he may receive it. Amen. Again, this blindness was for the glory of God. 31, he said, now we know that God hears not sinners. Is everybody okay with that? Because that's all over the word. Amen. That's in the Bible here and here and too. Amen. But here's the thing, he said, but a contractual agreement. He said, but if any man be a worshiper of God, if any man be a worshiper of God, if any man bow into the will of God, amen. Hallelujah. That's number one. Number two, he said, and doeth his will. Doeth his will. Amen. Means that you have to be doing God's will. Oh, God. And what is his will? His will is his word. You have to be obedient to his word. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, him he heareth. Oh, God. Him he heareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people want to accept from over the pulpit, amen, and those things that the scripture says, those scriptures that the Bible repeatedly says, stuff like not give and it shall be given, and ask what you want and you will receive, and you'll be moving a mountain, and those particular scriptures, we'll snap to them and we will believe them in a minute because we think that we're going to get something. But most of the time through the pulpit, it's a misuses of these scriptures, amen. Because if you are reading the Bible, amen, you have to be able to read the whole Bible, amen. Can I get a witness here? Many times, ministers, amen, quote scripture out of context, preach scripture out of context, some for their benefit, and some for other reasons, amen. So we know that most of these things is not right. They are crooked in their own mindset, amen, and they are mostly for lucre, gain, amen, greediness, gain, amen, and they got the members of the church believing they can pray and do what they want to do in this life and still get what they want from God. It does not say anything like that in the Bible. Never. Amen. And again, and once I reiterate, when I say never, I'm saying this. If you read that scripture, you have to be able to read the other scripture. Amen. That helps to add to that scripture. Amen. Amen. You're not going to get anything in this world for free. Amen. The word prayer, prosukamam, means to pray toward God or his will, to bow to his will. Amen. Can I get a witness here? And we know at this time and place, if you pray and bow to his will, you have to be a disciple or learner of his word. Amen. Because God only gives those that desire to be learners of his word an ear to hear. Amen. Can I get a witness here? God came to a specific people. He has still come to a specific people. Amen. Once to the Jews, and now he extended his family to the Gentiles. Amen. Can I get a witness here? But the Gentiles are those that are called to his marvelous light. Amen. And that we know by reading and discerning the scripture. Amen. But on one hand, amen, we have this, and on the other, we have the fact that the disciples asked God how to pray. Amen. Now, this is somewhat amazing, but most people don't go over it. Amen. So I'm going to go over it on this morning. Now, we're going to go to St. Matthew chapter 6. And this is the disciples asked Jesus how to pray. Amen. And this is what Jesus come up with. He gave them a format. He's not telling you to pray like this. He's giving you a format in which you should acknowledge or be able to pray. Amen. The scripture says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, Jesus said, after this manner. Notice that he said, after this manner. He's given an example. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father. Amen. You're personalizing it when you say, our Father. Amen. When your children come to you and say, Daddy, they're personalizing it. Amen. When they say, Mama, they personalizing their relationship in that family. Amen. So when you say Father, you personalizing this relationship that you have with him in this family. I'm talking about in the Christian family, the body of Christ. Amen. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now the word hallowed is holy or honor, meaning that you giving reverence where reverence is due, the exaltation of your God in your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Have always been noticeable in not only in the spiritual realm but in the physical realm also. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember one day my daughter came to me and she was hugging on me and she was kissing on me. And she said, Daddy, you the most wonderful daddy in the world. Amen. She kissed me on the cheek. Amen. And she sit there for a minute. And then she got up and went to her bedroom and came back. And then she said, oh, Daddy, I forgot to ask you, can I have a birthday party? Amen. And then that kind of knocked me to my knees the way she approached me, trying to get me to agree with her to have a birthday party. But, amen, but it's an approach, amen. He's giving you an approach, how to approach God, amen, in your prayers. Amen, 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 amen. Verse 10 says this, thy kingdom come, amen, thy will be done, amen, in earth as in heaven. You notice here, amen, he said, thy will be done. Meaning God's will. He's not talking about your will, amen. He's not talking about my will. He's not talking about our will. He's talking about his will. You asking that his will be done, amen, amen. In heaven, even as it is on this earth, you have to ask his will, amen. Oh, God, he said, give us this day our daily bread, amen. Give us this day. You notice he didn't say tomorrow. He said this day, amen, present tense. He was talking about now, amen, asking, amen, for a survival for today, amen, amen. Then in verse 12, amen, amen, this is where he throws a loop in this particular prayer, amen. He says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He said that we had debt and so as the other people have debtors. Amen. Can I get a witness? There's always something that's going on in our lives. Amen. If it's not death, it's sin. Amen. And even if you think that you are so holy that you ain't got sin, you a lie. Amen. Because you have sin. The Bible says so. He says that if you say you don't have sin, you a liar, amen. Can I get a witness here? So we need to ask for forgiveness, amen, because we need to come to God in a righteous way, amen. Can I get a witness here? Whether it be for debts or whether it be for sin, we need to come to him in a righteous manner. Now, the word righteous does not mean that we're doing everything right. No, that's not what it means. It means with a right standing. Amen. Amen. At the time that you pray, amen, you in a right standing with God. You mean that you can look him eye to eye. If you have a sin in your life at that time, you're not going to look him eye to eye, amen. It's like looking at your mama eye to eye and knowing that you lie. You can't do God this way because God already knows what you're thinking, amen. You already busted before you go to him, amen. So you can't handle God this way, amen. So he's saying, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Verse 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He said, lead us not into temptation. Amen. But deliver us from evil. Amen. 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 For we know in the word that God does not tempt people. But you have to understand, it's a lead us. Amen. Even God led his son, amen, into the wilderness so that he could be tempted. Who bust on the scene? When he was tempted, Satan done the tempting, amen. So if God going to put us through a test, amen, what he said, that pray that he don't put us through that test, amen. Can I get a witness? pray that he won't have the need to put us through a test, amen. And he said, deliver us from the evil one, amen. We know who the evil one is. He's talking about from all of his wiles, his attacks, from his gimmick, from his schemes. God, deliver us from this mess, amen. All of his people he's using with the words, with the attacks on our life, the slanders, and all of these things. He said, deliver us from that. This is part of salvation, amen, to preserve his own body, amen. He's preserving you, amen. And he said, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen is saying that you agree to the contract. Amen. Can I get a witness here? A lot of times the people don't understand that the Jews acted out their contracts. Amen. They acted out their contract in many different ways. Amen. That's not on paper, amen. And they had some that was written on paper, and they would act out contracts with their character, with their behaviors, and these contracts would be legit in the eyes and ears of a lot of people, amen, of the people that's around them. Now, we have to understand how important this outline of this prayer is, amen. Even if we're not going to use this, we have to understand, amen. We have to personalize. First of all, we have to personalize our prayer. Second of all, we have to exalt God in our life, amen. Amen. What's the third of all, amen? We have a need. We need to ask for that need, amen. But with the understanding that we know that God already knows what our need is, amen. Can I get a witness? So we can't come to him out of context, out of his will, because he knows what we're thinking, amen. We need to forgive, amen. Forgive is a word that say we need to pardon the people, amen. Can I get a witness? And if you pardon somebody, you can't come and take that back, amen. Oh, God. And this is very important, amen, that we need to ask God for assistance, amen, for the evil one. Because the evil one, amen, could hinder our prayers. He can do a lot of stuff to our life, amen, amen, that we can't, amen. So we need to ask him for that, amen. And this is our agreement in this prayer, amen. Last of least, church, verse 14, amen. Verse 14 say, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, amen. Here we go. Sin. And your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So watch the way you come to God. Don't come to God out of line with self-righteousness, amen. Because self-righteousness is going to get you condemned, amen, in the eyesight of everybody, amen. Because you know, amen. Amen, hallelujah, who you are and what you are doing, amen. Can I get a witness here? You can't come to God out of line, is me? That's why you have to be righteous before him, upright, amen. And the way you be upright is by confessing your sins, amen, hallelujah. Let's go there right quick as we end here. We're going to go to 1 John, amen, hallelujah. We're going to go to 1 John, amen, 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 oh God. in Jesus' name. 1 John, amen, verse 9, it says this. If we confess our sins, that word confess is talking about agree, amen. If we agree to our sins, the same sins that God told you you're sinning, amen, if you agree to our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is how you get righteous, amen. You have to be able to confess your sin, amen. If you agree to your sin right now today, amen, you will become righteous in God's eyesight by agreeing with God that you have sinned, amen. Can I get a witness here? You have to do this, amen, before you come to God in prayer, amen. Before you come to God, you have to get rid of the dirt. Get rid of the dirt, church, because all of us have dirt. All of us, oh God, I'll say it again, have dirt. Amen. One more scripture as I close. Amen. 1 John 3:22 says this. And whatsoever we ask, we received of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Why is it that you are receiving anything from God? Amen. Why, let me put it again. Why is it, church, that you are receiving anything from God? You can't get anything from nothing. It's because you are keeping his commandments.